This is my renal patient NPC recording. Patient name is KC. He's a 67-year-old male admitted to the hospital on September 19th and seen on September 21st. Height is 6'1", admission weight 205 pounds, and current weight 200 pounds. BMI of 27, which classifies as overweight. There is no history of recent weight change. Chief complaint was hypotension, possible sepsis, history of present illness. Patient was sent to the hospital from his dialysis center, where the staff noticed an infection that looked like it could possibly be septic. Upon admission, he was found to have acute on chronic renal failure. He has end-stage renal disease with hemodialysis 3 times per week, a decubitus stage 2 ulcer, and the etiology of his acute renal failure was determined to be diabetes. While admitted to the hospital, his medications and supplements included a renal multivitamin twice daily to replace nutrients lost through dialysis, and insulin on a sliding scale of 0 to 6 units 4 times per day, with meals and once nightly to control blood glucose. Relevant labs included BUN, creatinine, and glucose. On 9/20, his BUN was 25, and on the 21st, it was 13. On the 20th, his creatinine was 4.18, and on the 21st, it was 2.64, which is still elevated. Both are measures of renal function and are elevated due to disease. However, they are trending towards normal with dialysis and renal diet restrictions, and the BUN is in the normal range. His glucose on the 20th was 159, and on the 21st it was 137. And the patient had just been diagnosed with diabetes, so it was important to monitor this lab value. He is being treated with insulin, but if he does not reach a normal range, dietary modifications should be considered. Assessment was based on a weight of 90.8 kilograms. For his energy, my hospital facility sepsis recommendation is 1.3 to 1.5 times basal energy expenditure. For acute renal failure, 1.2 to 1.3 is recommended, and for dialysis, 30 to 35 calories per kilogram. For patients 60 or older. All of these recommendations align with recommendations found in the nutrition and diagnosis-related care textbook used for MNT. I determined what each range would be and chose a calorie range that seemed appropriate using clinical judgment based on his infection severity, overweight status, and elevated blood glucose, and I ended up using a combination which resulted in a 1.4 stress factor up to 30 calories per kilogram. For his protein, I ended up using 1.2 to 1.5 grams per kilogram, which is my hospital reference range for non-continuous dialysis patients. According to the MNT textbook, Nutrition and Diagnosis Related Care, the range is 1.2 to 1.3 grams per kilogram, but I also took into consideration his infection and opted for the higher range. For his fluid needs, he was anuric, so there would be a 1 liter fluid restriction per the textbook guidelines. However, in my hospital facility, we would not be the ones putting that restriction into place. That would be a doctor order. For my PEZ statement, increased nutrient needs, specifically energy and protein, related to wound healing, infection, and ongoing dialysis, as evidenced by estimated needs above those of a healthy person. There were three interventions. One was to continue to send the renal diet as it had already been ordered by his doctor and it seemed appropriate. Two, adding a nutrition supplement, Novasource Renal, to increase his energy and protein intake, and that will be sent 3 times per day with meals. And number three, if oral intake continues to be less than 50%, consult their dietitian for nutrition support recommendations. The indicator, there was one, was percent oral intake of food and beverages. And the SMART goal was that patient will consume at least 50% of meals until follow-up on September 23rd, and nutrition support recommendations and whether or not it will be appropriate can be evaluated and made at that time if necessary.